Brilliance Audio presents The Witness by Nora Roberts, performed by Julia Whalen. Elizabeth Fitch's short-lived teenage rebellion began with L'Oreal Pure Black, a pair of scissors, and a fake ID. It ended in blood. For nearly the whole of her 16 years, 8 months, and 21 days, she dutifully followed her mother's directives. Dr. Susan L. Fitch issued directives, not orders. Elizabeth had adhered to the schedules her mother created, ate the meals designed by her mother's nutritionist and prepared by her mother's cook, wore the clothes selected by her mother's personal shopper. Dr. Susan L. Fitch dressed conservatively, as suited, in her opinion, her position as chief of surgery of Chicago's Silva Memorial Hospital. She expected, and directed, her daughter to do the same. Elizabeth studied diligently, accepting and excelling in the academic programs her mother outlined. In the fall, she'd returned to Harvard in pursuit of her medical degree, so she could become a doctor, like her mother. A surgeon, like her mother. Elizabeth, never Liz or Lizzie or Beth, spoke fluent Spanish, French, Italian, passable Russian, and rudimentary Japanese. She played both piano and violin. She'd traveled to Europe, to Africa. She could name all the bones, nerves, and muscles in the human body and play Chopin's Piano Concerto, both numbers 1 and 2, by rote. She'd never been on a date or kissed a boy. She'd never roamed the mall with a pack of girls, attended a slumber party, or giggled with friends over pizza or hot fudge sundaes. She was, at 16 years, 8 months, and 21 days, a product of her mother's meticulous and detailed agenda. That was about to change. She watched her mother pack. Susan, her rich brown hair already coiled in her signature French twist, neatly hung another suit in the organized garment bag, then checked off the printout with each day of the week's medical conference broken into subgroups. The printout included a spreadsheet listing every event, appointment, meeting, and meal scheduled with the selected outfit with shoes, bag, and accessories. Designer suits. Italian shoes, of course, Elizabeth thought. One must wear good cuts, good cloth. But not one rich or bright color among the blacks, grays, taupes. She wondered how her mother could be so beautiful and deliberately wear the dull. After 2 accelerated semesters of college, Elizabeth thought she'd begun, maybe, to develop her own fashion sense. She had, in fact, bought jeans and a hoodie, and some chunky-heeled boots in Cambridge. With cash, so the receipt wouldn't show up on her credit card bill, in case her mother or their accountant checked and questioned the items, which were currently hidden in her room. She'd felt like a different person wearing them, so different she'd walked straight into a McDonald's and ordered her first Big Mac with large fries and a chocolate shake. The pleasure had been so huge, she'd had to go into the bathroom, close herself in a stall, and cry a little. The seeds of the rebellion had been planted that day, she supposed. Or maybe they'd always been there, dormant, and the fat and salt had awakened them. But she could feel them, actually feel them, sprouting in her belly now. "Your plans changed, Mother. It doesn't follow that mine have to change with them." Susan took a moment to precisely place a shoe bag in the Pullman, tucking it just so with her beautiful and clever surgeon's hands, the nails perfectly manicured. A French manicure, as always. No color there, either. "Elizabeth." Her voice was as polished and calm as her wardrobe. "It took considerable effort to reschedule and have you admitted to the summer program this term. You'll complete the requirements for your admission into Harvard Medical School a full semester ahead of schedule.